The Shanghai No. 2 Intermediate People's Court executed Lin Zhenhao on Friday, acting on an order signed by the country's Supreme Court.
The Supreme People's Court approved the 31st criminal verdict in 2014 by Higher People's Court and upholds the first instance of death penalty and deprival of political rights for life to Lin Zhenhao on accusation of intentional homicide.
In a statement released on the same day, the Supreme People's Court accused Lin of deliberately taking concealed means to kill the victim over a grudge. The executed, Lin Zhenhao, was a postgraduate at the medical school of Fudan University when he tried to poison his roommate Huang Yang in 2013. Investigations found he took nitrosodium methylamine, or NDMA, from the Fudan-affiliated Zhongshan Hospital on March 31, 2013, and poured the lethal chemical into the water dispenser in their dormitory room later that day. His roommate, Huang Yang, drank from the dispenser on April the 1st and died 2 weeks later of acute liver failure due to nitrosodium methylamine poisoning followed by multiple organ failures. But on the other hand, Lin did not confess until April the 12th when the police interrogated him after confirming suspicions. In an interview with China Central Television before the penalty was approved, Lin said he missed opportunities to prevent things from getting worse.
I dared not to tell the truth when Huang was hospitalized because his condition was beyond my expectation.
His trial also saw twists and turns. He was originally sentenced to death by the Shanghai No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in February last year for intentional homicide, but he appealed, insisting that the poisoning was intended to be an April Fool's joke. The second trial focused on his intention behind contaminating the water and whether the poison was nitrosodium methylamine. The Shanghai Higher People's Court rejected the appeal and upheld the death sentence after a second trial on January the 8th this year and then submitted the sentence to the SPC for review. Lin and his relatives later filed requests for verification and also for the change of defense attorneys. A new autopsy and pathological examinations were thus conducted, which, however, confirmed the amount of poison was fatal enough and that Huang Yang did die from poisoning, rather than complications caused by other diseases. Lawyer Yue Shenshan called it a just and fair verdict.
During the trials, both sides invited forensic experts in a debate over what led to the death of the victim. Both sides made full use of their legal rights. All of this ensured the final verdict, just and fair.
During the interview with CCTV, Lin also made an apology to the parents of Huang Yang.
If the death penalty is approved, it means a redemption to me. It will be good because Huang's parents can leave the hatred behind.
Before the execution, he had met with his family members with the court's permission. For CRI, this is Luo Wen.